actress, choreographer, dancer, and director, who's presently a member of the dance trio Paradigm, the one and only Carmen de la Valade. She will read this in a moment, but Mr. Jones, may I ask you to set up this reading that Carmen's going to do?
The three pages she'll read take place pretty soon after the story opens. The story is basically about a girl and then a woman who has a series of incidents throughout her life where all the people around her perish. Fires, floods, and this particular incident is the very first one when she's 8 years old. This is what I call the first miracle.
Thank you. Here is Carmen de la Valade.
Just about everything before the day at the creek was like something from a dream. A dream of some 8 years. It had been a happy life, those years before the creek. An industrious father who, with his long work day over, liked to take Arlene's cheek between his lips and hum until she wiggled away from him. A mother under whose long dress she hid from creatures they pretended were at the door. A loving brother, older by 5 years, who preened for the girls, much too old for him. And a farm that took care of most of their needs. An apple when the heart craved an apple. Some cured meat in the middle of the worst of winter evenings. A farm that looked out onto an horizon that made her mother sigh with thanks in spring and summer as she sat on the porch with her sweetened well water. Her grandfather, healthy then, was in her life as well, but he was off to the side waiting for God to bring him front and center. At the lovely creek that day, they met her father's brother and his pregnant wife. The wife had a baby finger with a long nail, and she had been wondering if she should cut the nail before her baby arrived, lest she accidentally mar the child with scratches or poke its eye out. It was Sunday morning, and what family deserved a day of rest more than theirs? Arlene's uncle had brought a half a pig for barbecuing, and they all paused but a moment or so in their joking and joy before going down to the bank to cross to the other side where the best picnicking spots were. There was sun everywhere, a little wink-wink from God. With one hand holding the smaller picnic basket, her mother took hold of Arlene's hand and swung it back and forth as if her child were an old, old girlfriend. The two set off first. It had rained the night before, but it had rained a million nights leading up to that day, and no harm had ever come to a single crossing soul. The wooden bridge to the other side was very new, and if a body interested in the chemistry and biology of life had bent down close to any part of it, she could have smelled what the woodsman smelled that moment after he made the first wounds into the trees that would create the bridge. When they were still on the bridge and many feet from the other shore, the creek water seemed to rise and grow violent with no reason at all except that it wanted to. The water chewed the bridge to splinters and razored the thick rope holding the wood together, and all the people tumbled into the creek, now nearly three times as high as it had been 5 minutes ago. Her aunt went floating away first, the baby inside her only 1 1/3 months old. The two pulled away from the group with the ease of a twig and dispatched swiftly down the creek, which wasn't anyone's lovely sight anymore. Her father and uncle went next, partly in an effort to retrieve their aunt. They were all silent, amazed, and overwhelmed. The pig carcass slowly sank to the bottom of the creek, as if to hide from it all, while the other picnic fixings, the homemade barbecue sauce, the sodas, the two cakes, the potato salad, the pepper shaker on its side, and the top of its head nudging the upright salt shaker, drifted away nonchalantly. Her brother followed her father and uncle, knocked down until he was flat on his back, kicking all the while, trying to swim or to right himself. His hair, even now, still as perfect as the jar of My Night pomade had promised on the label. Hair still looking like